Welcome to Uprise Podcast. Here's a few words from our sponsor.
Dieser Podcast wird Ihnen beigebracht von Volkswagen. Gehen Sie jetzt zu Ihrem VW-Händler und kaufen Sie sich einen brandneuen VW Käfer für nur 5000 Reichsmark.
For our English viewers, the translation for this ad is: go to your Volkswagen car dealer and buy the new VW Beetle for only 5,000 marks. The first person speaking in this podcast is Mariah. She will be discussing Germany's economy.
In this time period, Germany is suffering from severe economic problems. The cause of these problems is mainly due to inflation. After French troops invaded the Ruhr Valley, lots of Germans went on strike. This led to large amounts of paper money being printed to support those who were unemployed while on strike. The German mark collapsed because of inflation as well. The German government has introduced a new mark, which is known as the Rentenmark. Many Germans have lost their savings due to inflation. It also caused Germans to lose faith in the Weimar Republic. The Weimar Republic had many weaknesses to them, such as the government not being able to function effectively due to its many political parties not being able to win a majority in a national election. With the people upset by the weakness of the Weimar Republic, a man by the name of Adolf Hitler, who promises a new and better Germany, is starting to gain support. Hitler is the leader of the National Socialist Germany Workers' Party that is mainly known as the Nazi Party. Hitler's popularity is increasing due to his book, which he wrote while in prison, that was named My Struggle in German. In this book, he attacks the Weimar Republic, blamed Germany's problems on the Jews, demanded that the Treaty of Versailles be renounced, and labels Germany as the master race. His public speeches, where he spread these ideas, have led to a widespread belief in him. Our next speaker, Mika, will be talking about the rise of Adolf Hitler and his contributions to Germany.
Now, I'm going to talk about Hitler and how he changed the way of thinking in Germany. As said earlier, he joined the Nationalsozialistische Arbeitspartei, or the National Socialist of Germany's Workers' Party, in 1920. He became its leader after only 1 year. He gained a lot of power because he was such a good speaker and knew when to say what to have people on his side. There were also other political reasons. For example, the Weimar Republic had created a bad economy, was weak and inefficient. Furthermore, most of the Germans were angry because everybody said that they were guilty for the war, even though they didn't even start the war. Talking about how wrong that is made Hitler really popular. He had a huge advantage in his speeches through his charisma and through his brilliant use of propaganda that drew people to his party. In January 1933, Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, and his party had nearly the majority of the vote, with 44%. Once he was Chancellor, he manifested the racist belief in his and the people's ideology. Then he blamed the Jews for the defeat in World War I. On the night of November 9th to 10th, but later called Kristallnacht, Nazis damaged and destroyed 7,500 Jewish businesses, 155 synagogues, and 35 Jews were killed. Even though now he was responsible for the killing of many Jewish people, he was still liked by the people, because he was boosting Germany's economy. He advanced a series of four-year plans to lower the unemployment rate and to boost the economy. It started with building the famous Autobahn, a superhighway which was built without machines, so a lot of people could work there. Later on, the Autobahn was used to move troops through Germany. In his second plan, he made Germany self-sufficient and let all workers and employees came under the direction of the German Labour Front. Then, after he made sure that Germany has a good economy and is self-sufficient, he started the Second World War with Russia against Poland. But I think that all wouldn't have happened if the German people would have read his book, Mein Kampf, or My Struggle.
Thank you, Mariah and Mika, for speaking on your subjects about Germany's economy and Hitler's rise to power. Now we'll end off this podcast with one more word from our sponsors.
Regen, Wind oder Schnee, wie das Wetter auch sei, die kältere Jahreszeit fordert ständige Hautpflege mit Nivea Cream.
For English viewers, it doesn't matter if there is rain, wind, or snow, the skin needs constant skincare with the new Nivea cream. That's the end of the show. Please be sure to tune in next time.